Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, tell us about what you think is really going on with Russia and the Ukraine. Is Putin a genius? Is he a madman? What are you seeing?
I think Putin is an egomaniac, to be honest with you, who has a lousy record on human rights in his own country. But sees that there's some political advantage to him personally by, you know, flexing Russia's military muscle, you know, outside his borders. And you know, I think what they've been doing in Ukraine is awful, is dangerous, and is something that I'm not quite sure he understands the severity of what he's doing. But at a minimum, it ought to invite the kind of sanctions that are being talked about, and some that have already been imposed. But we also need to understand who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with somebody who's trying to get the Russian people to focus on something other than Russia's lousy economy. But we also need to handle ourselves in a way that is responsible and that is effective. I have some people say we ought to send all these weapons over to the Ukrainian government, and let's have them all fight it out. Well, you know, Russia, like the United States and like China, you know, spends a lot of money on weaponry and militaries, and you know, so if you want to go down that route, then you can look forward to a war that will go on forever and ever and ever and ever, which will be costly not only in terms of what we would have to invest in that, but also in terms of blood. I think we need to figure out if there's any way to kind of get Putin to step back, and again, that requires not just our leadership, but it requires the leadership of our European allies as well. They can have a more direct impact on Russia because they rely more on Russia, you know, for their energy. And so if they're willing to step up to the plate and sacrifice a little bit to protest what Russia's doing, I think we might be able to get Putin to be a little bit more reasonable.
You said this is dangerous. I agree with you. How dangerous? In other words, are we talking about, the potential for a wider, sort of World War I, World War II confrontation because people didn't know what they were doing and just sort of stepped into it? What do you make of the danger?
Yeah, I guess the danger is that when I think of that, what's going on there is that this could kind of disintegrate into something bigger than anybody could have possibly contemplated or certainly anyone intended. The war rhetoric just gets more and more intense, and then the question comes down to what follows that. And when you talk tough, then people expect you to deliver in a tough way. I think Russia has a lot of problems, and there may be a way to kind of get Putin to back down. That addresses some of those internal problems that he has, especially with regard to his economy. Some of his wealthiest backers and his friends and allies are feeling the pinch of the sanctions. They're starting to complain to him, and as that, as those sanctions begin to impact the average Russian citizen even more and more and more, he's going to find the internal problems that he has are going to be much more severe and much more threatening to him, than anything that's happening in the Ukraine. So, no one knows how all this works out or what the right moves are. But I sometimes kind of think when it comes to these crises that everybody ought to take a deep breath and count to 10 before they decide what to do. And the same thing, with regard to what's going on with ISIL. These beheadings are awful. They're terrible. It's barbaric. And people who committed those crimes ought to be held to account. But does that mean you go in and start a whole nother war? And I always remind people, You know, we got Osama bin Laden with a small group of well-trained Navy SEALs, not in Afghanistan, but in Pakistan. It wasn't 100,000 American troops. It was a small, well-targeted operation. So people who do harm to our citizens, we ought to hold them to account. But, you know, I know the impulse is, you know, let's go and bomb the hell out of them. But, you know, you may end up creating a whole bunch of problems by doing that that you didn't intend, but not get the people who were actually responsible for the terrible crime that, you know, that so outraged us. So we need to be sensible here. And it's hard, especially during an election year when, you know, sounding like Rambo may be popular.
Yeah.
To me, being tough means being effective and being smart. And, you know, and you can be tough and keep us out of a full-fledged war and achieve the result that you want to achieve as well. You know, it's become so easy for us to just think that everything has a military solution. And it just doesn't. I mean, we should know that based on Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, the weapons that ISIL is getting, you know, are U.S. weapons that Iraqi soldiers who we trained are handing over to them. So when people say, "Oh, we got to go in there and train these Iraqi soldiers and give them the weapons they need," we've done that for over a decade, and we train them. And we gave them the most sophisticated weaponry we have. And what did they do? They didn't even put up a fight. They said, "Okay, here, take the weapons, and we're not going to fight you." So, I mean, I get it that, you know, a military response sometimes seems like immediately the most satisfying thing to do, but it may be not the right thing to do. And I think we ought to do our foreign policy based on what we believe is right, using our brains, and using some creative diplomacy. Sometimes I worry that in our foreign policy, there's this lack of imagination. It's always you do nothing or you got to bomb them. There's got to be things in between, and we ought to be talking about those. And war ought to always be a last resort.
It's always wonderful to talk to Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat in office since 1997. Jim, I always love talking to you because
I love talking to you
because you're so thoughtful about all of this, and it's very impressive to me. It's a lot more than just words, and thank you so much for doing it.
My pleasure.